In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're moving inexorably closer to Holy Week and Christ's Passion. Although given the current situation, days and times seem to have lost some of the meaning and structure that they used to have. However, as we journey closer towards Easter, the lectionary readings become harder-edged as things point forward to Good Friday. Today in the readings we have Ezekiel, the Valley of Dry Bones, Romans, the Spirit gives life, and John with the raising of Lazarus. It is inescapable, but Jesus is asking us to reflect on our mortality. And it's something that many people will have been doing lately, some thinking of themselves and some thinking of loved ones. For all sorts of reasons, not just our mental health, just dwelling on our mortality is not a healthy thing to do, unless we view it in the light of the cross of Jesus. Because we all know that there have always been two things that we can be sure of, and that's death and taxes. Some commentators argue that in Western society we've tried to sanitise our final journey, and that hiding it has not been helpful. And yet with the current pandemic, many are facing up to a situation that they'd hoped would never happen. But rather than dwell on the dark side of our times, let's look at this in the light of the gospel and the hope it offers to each one of us. It's easy for us to imagine the conversation between Mary and Martha about Lazarus. The emotional Mary bursts into tears. It's a reasonable and standard action at some time for most bereaved people. She cries because of the loss of the companionship and the love she has felt. She's probably not fully certain about the afterlife that Jesus talks about, as she begins to doubt, as she's under a great deal of stress. And she's probably angry with God. Perhaps something like, "What a waste! If only you'd allowed him to live, Lord. He was only young." Sentiments we can all identify with. Martha, on the other hand, is probably consoling herself with the practical. She doesn't have time for her sister's emotions. It wastes time. But put another way, Martha represents those people that bottle things up, hiding away in the busyness of her chores. And worse than that, for both of them, for both Mary and Martha, Jesus is not around to make sense of it all. And when he does arrive, it's several days later. It looks like he's not rushed, and that's confusing, particularly as we know Jesus loved Lazarus. Now there's a subtext here. The Jews would return to a grave after 3 days, as they believed that that was when the soul left the body. Jesus returning on the fourth day clearly indicates that Lazarus is beyond help. All that's left for Lazarus now is a miracle. The sisters give Jesus a telling off. They're obviously distressed. But Jesus responds with simple reassurance. "Your brother will rise again. I am the resurrection and the life." But in seeing their distress, Jesus is humanly touched. In the shortest verse in the Bible, it simply states that Jesus wept. This is the God that stands with us and feels what we are feeling, holding us when we are no longer able to do so for ourselves. It shows us that Jesus was completely human and yet divine with the raising of Lazarus. That's the start of Easter hope, as Jesus needs to be both God and man to save us all. And it is the firm foundation in which we can have hope at this time. Nothing in the story suggests that Mary and Martha didn't go through a time of trial. They clearly did. But it shows that our hope is in Jesus. Hope in the God that never fails to love and support us, however dark the day. When all our other securities fail, Jesus is the one that we can cling to, knowing that we're eternally loved and blessed. Because if we are feeling remote from God at this time, we can take comfort that God is closer to us than we can imagine, even if we do not perceive it. Just one other note of interest, though. Throughout the story, Martha stands and Mary kneels in front of Jesus. Mary sits and listens. Mary understood the importance of worship, and it's important that we especially continue to do that in current times. It's the same as the woman with the perfume at Bethany. Jesus praised her because she knew time spent on worship is never wasted. So whilst you might not feel as though you're being overly productive at home whilst self-isolating, your time spent in prayer will not be wasted. And if you're not certain what to pray, there are some resources on the website for you to use. We have the time to spend to be closer with God. And we are becoming a true communion where all are supporting one another and pulling close to each other out of love. And these things are what the kingdom is made of. Mary sitting, soaking up Jesus' teaching, was far more important than housework. And let's face it, even though some may deny it, you'll soon be getting to the point where all the little jobs are done anyway, so there's time to spend with God. Jesus sympathises with the sisters, but reassures them of the hope to be found through the Easter journey to resurrection. We none of us know what will be born from our current times. But we know that the things we do out of love are an essential investment in the journey which leads us to eternity. May God bless you and your families at this time. May God bless all those that you love. And may the Spirit rest gently on your homes this week. Amen.